Daniel's Bed by Forrest Grant. First published 2025. Chapter 1, The Sheets He Kept. Elliot awoke slowly, the same way he always did on weekends, with no alarm, no appointments, and no rush to escape the soft cocoon of his warm and pea-soaked bed. The sheets clung warmly to his body, heavy with the night's quiet truth. He shifted under the blanket, feeling the familiar sensation, a warm, sticky dampness between his thighs, the cool touch of the fabric against his calves where the wetness had spread. His panties and girls' pajamas, pale pink and soft from many washes, were now stained in growing arcs of amber and gold. This was comfort. This was real. Reveling in the excitement of a soaked bed, he felt his hardness grow and enjoyed the sense of growing excitement in his body. He turned over face down in the sogginess and slowly pushed his hardness against his saturated panties and the flooded sheets beneath him. It was the weekend, and so he had time to enjoy his morning masturbation, his ritual since the early days of discovering the joys his penis could give. He wallowed in the softness and erotic joy of his bed and panties, before finally allowing himself the luxury of ejaculating into his panties, his cum often escaping and adding to the sheets. Weekdays meant he only had 5 minutes to enjoy the sensual pleasures of his wet panties and bed, but on weekends, 45 minutes was typical before he finally succumbed to his arousal. And most weekends he would enjoy the pleasures of his still-soaked but now drying bed once more, usually still in his damp panties and pajamas. Coming once a day was not always enough, especially when he had a lovely wet and stained bed to arouse him. He had a ritual to follow. His bedroom was simple and tidy, yet the bed itself was a canvas of joyous wetting. The sheets, white cotton, laundered weekly or less but never before the sixth day, held overlapping evidence of his nightly wettings like watercolor brushstrokes. Each morning's stain bled into the next, blooming outward across the mattress protector beneath. There was beauty in it. A kind of truthfulness that Elliot believed most people spent their lives hiding from. His wet bed was his truth. Weekends were wonderful, because instead of leaving his delightful wet bed at 6:30 a.m. he could lie in for hours, enjoying the sensations, smells and delights of his well-wet bed and orgasming once or even twice. He lay still a little longer, stretching slightly, enjoying the squish beneath his hips. Then he rolled carefully to one side and reached for the camera resting on his bedside table. Click. He took a wide shot of the sheet, then a close-up as today's pattern was especially organic, lopsided and rich in tone. The top corner had even spread onto the pillowcase, which he found deeply satisfying. Reaching the pillow was an achievement of which he was exceptionally proud. There was something grounding about these moments, like documenting a dream before it faded. With practiced hands, he added today's photos to a new folder on his laptop, dated and tagged. The physical photo album, a thick leather-bound book, rested proudly on his bookshelf, its pages filled with his high-definition inkjet-printed favorites. He had a system, a rating scale for his wet beds, notes about his diet, hydration levels, and how these affected the volume and spread, the color and aroma. It wasn't an obsession. It was care, a true joy. Elliot was a bedwetter. A proud one. He always had been. Since he was a child, he had never fully stopped, nor had he tried to. His mother, stoic, sometimes distant and oddly pragmatic, had taken him out of nappies as a toddler and insisted on training.